Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 434 South MacArthur Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
South of the Border Landscaping is a total lawn care service. Whether you're commercial or residential, we have the staff to accommodate you. South of the Border uses state-of-the-art technology to create excellence in lawn care. South of the Border is always prompt and professional. For more information, contact Robert Lewis, owner-operator at 318-308-5060. South of the Border, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for tuning in to On Point Talk, Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 9 a.m. Spend the very best part of your morning with us on the official OPT network on KAYT 88.1.
Hello, everybody, and good Thursday morning. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And you are listening to On Point Talk. Yes, we are the official OPT network. And here's our website. It's www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to the website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. We welcome you this morning via our website. Thank you so much for listening. We love getting all of your responses from our email, from our website. We thank you so much for joining us. It just warms our morning. Well, y'all, it's Thursday. Can you believe it? The week is halfway over, January 26th. And it's a very important day. Today is my mother-in-law's birthday.
And so we want to take the top of the hour, the top of the show this morning, and wish Big Granny a happy, happy birthday. You know, y'all, Big Granny is, go ahead, give her a shout out, DC. I want you to give her a shout out this morning too. Mildred Sweezy is my mother-in-law, and it's her birthday. And you know what? We are so grateful to have her here another year. She is the rock, the matriarch of the family, and we wish her a very, very happy birthday this morning, and we hope that she has a great and a blessed day. You know, this morning, we're talking about a very important topic, and we bring you all of these conversations, and it's so critical that you listen with your best self, because this is information that is so necessary to building a strong community. And I'm going to tell you what we're talking about this morning. We're talking about an organization that is really trying to educate the community in terms of HIV and AIDS among young girls. It is an important conversation, and we've been talking about it a lot. We've been talking about how critical it is to talk about sex and explaining these issues to our kids. It's a conversation I think that every parent knows is what our 12-year-old calls awkward. It is a hard conversation to have, but it is so necessary. And with the way things are changing in society, if we don't begin to educate our kids, then we're going to have a dying breed of kids. We're going to have kids that are finding themselves more and more wrapped up in STDs. We know that we're leading STDs in Louisiana and in our state, also in HIV/AIDS. And so these are conversations that we've got to talk about. We've got to educate not only our kids, but our parents. And these are tough conversations to have in any respect. But you know what? If we don't start talking about it, we're going to see that our kids are going to start falling by the wayside more and more. And so that's what we're going to be talking about this morning. And we really, really want you to get involved in this conversation and make sure that you understand what's happening with our teens and even our tweens. And it's a conversation that we have to start having earlier. And so the only way we can do that is to just simply do it and talk about it. And so we're going to bring some really, really interesting people up that are really working hard in their communities and in this community to make sure that we see the change, that we understand that there is a real need to reduce the risk of HIV/AIDS, and to talk about sexual behavior, mainly among African American teenage girls, ages 14 to 18. And so we're going to bring some very, very interesting people up, and we're going to talk about this subject, and we want you to join us. We're going to take a break here, but when we come back, we're going to introduce you to our panel. And it's going to be a conversation that you don't want to miss. We're back right after this. Latonja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by Latonja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Latonja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Latonja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tonja's at 318-346-6788.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Shop happy this holiday season at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Credit cards with rates as low as 7.9% APR and no fees. Become a member today at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carroll Furniture offers the best quality, best values, and the best service. For more than 70 years, Carroll Furniture has served Alexandria and surrounding areas. Carroll Furniture has an extensive selection of furniture for every room in the house. And you'll find everything you need under one roof. With 25,000 square feet of merchandise, Carroll Furniture is the only furniture outlet in Central Louisiana to have an on-site warehouse for speedy delivery. Carroll Furniture, 1819 Memorial Drive, Alexandria, or 318-442-7766. No worries, layaways available.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa!
What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 434 South MacArthur Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Nationally acclaimed actress Cheryl Lee Ralph.
I said during the break that many people are sitting and listening to our conversation, Cheryl, and they're thinking, it couldn't be me. Speak to those people who feel like it couldn't be me.
There are two groups of people whose rates of infection are growing at rates that are making people say, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
And they are young people and older people.
Wow.
Young people and older people do have sex, are having sex. And for many of them, the sexual rules, the guidelines for sexual well-being have not been learned by them.
Right.
Because, you know, when it comes to older people, some of them come from generations where they had sex with one person and one person had sex with them.
Hi, I'm Lisa Oz, author, producer, and co-host of the Dr. Oz Show on SiriusXM. And I've been On Point with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Soledad O'Brien, CNN anchor and special correspondent.
And I've been On Point
with Carlette Christmas.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence, Williams Tax and Financial Services, making this broadcast possible, Hixon Automotive Group in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, simply click on to HixonHasIt.com. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle and his team are there to serve you. If you're in Bunkie, you can visit them on Shirley Road. But if you're in Avoyelles Parish, you can simply phone 318-346-6695. Now, this morning at the top of the show, we told you a little bit about what we were going to be sharing this morning. And so let me just introduce you to the topic and to our panel this morning. The CLA, which is an acronym for Sisters Informing, Healing, Living, and Empowering Intervention, is a social skills training intervention aimed at reducing HIV, AIDS, sexual risk behavior among African-American teenage girls ages 14 to 18 who've been sexually active. It consists of 4 3-hour sessions delivered by 2 near-peer facilitators and an adult facilitator in a community-based setting. And here to talk about that is Reverend A.J. Johnson, who is the CEO and founder of the Baton Rouge Society, Chantel Prince, who is the site supervisor for the Louisiana Training Prevention Center, and also Katia Ross, who is the director of education and prevention. We welcome all of you this morning to the OPT. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Reverend Johnson, let me start with you. Good morning, Chantel. Is Katia with us?
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning to all. Reverend Johnson, let me just start with you. And I want you to start by telling us what CLA is and how it was created.
Well, CLA is an intervention that's funded by the Louisiana Office of Public Health. And this program is operating throughout the state of Louisiana. Every region has a CLA program. And when you think about the acronym and what it means, first of all, it's sisters. It's African-American females.
Mm-hmm.
There are no males involved in the program. And you don't have to be sexually active. You can actually be, practicing abstinence if you've ever been sexually active. If you've never been sexually active, we have females teaching females. No males are involved.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think about informing, the information that's available out here from history is not as true as we think. For example, people in the community will feel that if something is wrong with you as far as a sexually transmitted disease, then you're going to feel it, you're going to itch, something's going to happen. But most of the time with sexually transmitted diseases, there are no symptoms. And when you talk about HIV, it could be over 20 years before you have symptoms.
Right.
So, and proper condom use, people don't know about why condoms break, and too many people are getting STDs and getting pregnant because the condom broke and they don't know why. So you have African-American females that's training other young females, that's the age of 14 to 18, which is the number one age group for chlamydia. And when you look at stuff like that, we need to educate our community properly. When you look at the word healing, you know, there are a lot of things in our community from history that we are affected by, not just having sex, but the reasons why we engage in sex at a young age. Young people are going through more peer pressure and situations now than we ever had to face in the past. So we talk about those things and those values in the program. And when you talk about living, you know, a lot of young people don't feel or believe in themselves or don't feel like they can make it and be successful. So this program teaches them their personal values and what they can do in life. And by having that situation in that environment, these young ladies are empowering each other to be more than what society might expect of them.
Wow, that is amazing. And so how did you come about the whole concept, Reverend Johnson? How did this happen for you?
Well, in 2008, we were given a vision of opening up the Louisiana Prevention Training Center. And we knew then that we would start spreading out throughout the state. Even though our agency is Baton Rouge AIDS Society, there's a need for training throughout the state. So we have a partnership now with Alpha Phi Alpha, the Epsilon Psi Lambda chapter there in Alexandria. And they're located on 2334 3rd Street. They have partnered with us to allow us to host these sessions at the fraternity house. which is like a community center right in the heart of the community.
Right.
And so, you know, we have partnerships in Hammond. We have partnerships in Gonzales. We're here in Baton Rouge, and now we're in Alexandria. And Chantel is our site supervisor who coordinates the program and recruits the females to participate in the program.
Okay, great. And with that said, let me turn to Chantel and ask her about, Chantel, the recruiting process. How has that worked right here in Alexandria?
Well, with recruiting, we have been stepping out into the community doing outreach, and we've been reaching out to the girls, telling them about the CELA program and getting them signed up. We also have been reaching out to the churches here in the community to help us with recruiting the young teens to participate in CELA.
Very good, very good. And so have young girls at the ages that you're looking at, 14 and 18, have they been receptive? Have they come to receive this outreach?
Yes, all the girls that we have talked to, they was very excited about the CELA program and very interested in participating.
Very good. I love to hear that. Reverend Johnson, what is it due to your heart when you really see these girls? And I think it's interesting that the peers or the mentors are other young women, but we know that a lot that happens with young girls is when there is not a male there, our self-esteem and our value is not there. What does it do for you to see those young women coming into this process and building, hopefully, their self-esteem?
Well, first, I just want to elaborate a little bit. I thank God for the churches that's getting involved with True Vine last Sunday, and some girls signed up. Mm-hmm. And we also have visited with Young Temple Church of God in Christ, and they're excited about the program. So personally, on a personal note, I have an 8-year-old daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And I know she's not at the age of 14 right now, but the thing is, the society is getting worse and worse. You look at the young ladies and how they're dressing and this conversation that guys have, and how it's not even about guys trying to pressure young ladies to get sexually active nowadays. You have a lot of females that's pressuring guys to say, what you going to do?
Right.
You know, tempting
exactly.
their manhood, putting them on the table. Say they're reversing the psychological approach of engaging in sex with guys, saying, I thought you loved me. I thought you care mm-hmm. about me. And they're looking at a guy as a future instead of looking at themselves and education as a future. You have the media like 50 Cent say, have a baby by me and be a millionaire. And that's a message that's going out.
Exactly.
Young ladies thinking, if I get pregnant by some guy that look like he's going somewhere, then I will have a future instead of planning a future for themselves. So, we have to emphasize this, because if the young ladies continue to get infected, which is 50% times more than men,
mm-hmm.
the rate of infection in Louisiana for women as opposed to men, then where are we going to get the new men?
Absolutely. Let me get a quick break here, Reverend Johnson, and we're going to be back with so much more. What a great conversation right after this.
Your sweet moonbeam, the smell of
Axion Texas Louisiana is a nonprofit organization dedicated to providing the essential tools needed to grow a small business. Axion makes loans to small business owners with limited access to credit. You may be eligible for a variety of business loans between $500,000 and $250,000. Axion lends to all kind of business people, restaurant owners, consulting firms, beauty salon owners, graphic designers, contractors, daycare providers, and more. Axion can help you find business opportunities.
that will help you strengthen your business development skills. Axion Texas Louisiana Small Business Loans for businesses with big dreams. An equal credit opportunity lender. For more information, phone 888-215-2373, extension 1560, or log on to www.axionlouisiana.org.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow and Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow and Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubrow and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubrow and Associates, Marksville.
On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today.
Hey, what's up with that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's? It tastes good, but where's the bone? Well, let me break it down. They start with the 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam! A delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. And participate in McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome to Yoga for Beginners. Let's get in touch with our breathing. Deep breath in, deep breath out. Knowing we all breathe the same clean air, we are all connected and equal in the world.
When she says equal, she means unequal, because bar and casino workers in Louisiana don't have the same rights to clean air in the workplace as the rest of us.
And exhale. Let's clear the air, Louisiana, and support equal air quality for all workers. See results of local air quality testing at letsbetotallyclear.org.
Tobacco-Free Living is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Prophetess Juanita Bynum.
So, Dr. Bynum, how do people get past the condemnation, the guilt and shame, to move into their destiny?
Well, first of all, there is no power to anybody's life until you have experienced failure, because it is the teacher.
Mm.
What you fail at becomes the teacher, and it empowers you to become the individual that has been empowered to now help and help steer the next sister or the next brother. Mm-hmm. And the one thing you have to, you know, remember about being embarrassed or being ashamed or whatever, the greatest shame is staying in the pit. Shame is not coming out. Power of breaking the shame is to say, I once was dumb, but I'm now not.
Hello, this is Dr. Steve Perry. I'm the principal of the Capital Preparatory Magnet School up here in Hartford, Connecticut, as well as CNN contributor. But most importantly, I've been on point with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bertice Berry, sociologist, author, lecturer, and mother. I have been On Point Talk, the official OPT network, with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Williams Tax and Financial Services, making this broadcast possible. Also, Capital One Bank, what's in your wallet? Brian Kubrow and Associates, serious injuries, will they deserve serious, serious consideration? Listen, if you've been in a car accident and you're traveling around and you have been wronged and you're just not certain what you should do, if you're looking for an attorney that you can trust, that has the monetary means to make sure that your case gets the proper attention and to make sure that you get done what needs to get done, you want to phone Brian Kubrow and Associates. You can phone him for a free consultation at 318-253-0900. I guarantee you, you are going to be satisfied with the information, with the professionalism, and with the entire team. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria. If you're just joining our conversation,
this morning. It is such an important conversation. We're talking about CLEA, Sisters Informing, Healing, Living, and Empowering. Intervention is a social skills training intervention aimed at reducing HIV, sexual risk behavior among African American teenage girls ages 14 to 18 years old. And here to talk about this, I mean, this critical topic is Reverend A.J. Johnson, who's the CEO and founder of the Baton Rouge Society, Chantel Prince, who's the site supervisor for the Louisiana Training Prevention Center, and Katia Ross, who's the director of education and prevention. And we welcome all of them back this morning. And you know, as we were talking, early age at sexual initiation, and this is what the statistics say about that. According to the CDC's Youth Risk Behavioral Society, this was done back in 2009, many young people begin having sexual intercourse at early ages. 16.3% of black youth surveyed responded in the affirmative, compared to 8.2% of Hispanic and 4.4% of white youth reported first sexual intercourse. Get this, first sexual intercourse at age 13. Now, Katia, I want to turn to you because I know that you're a mom who raised a young girl. When we look at young girls starting at an average age of 13 years old, what do we need to do as parents, as mentors, as community leaders to instill a self-love in our young girls so that they don't feel like they have to go out and have sex to get that love?
Well, my first option would be to just lead by example. When young girls look at mentors or people that are in the community and they, you know, have this zeal, they want to be like that person. So if you give them the courage and the strength to be, to be able to love themselves, tell yourself you love you, I love you. You don't have to get there and give your body to a young man and to be able to say, okay, if I do this, he'll love me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to be able to say, you know, outside of that, I have to love myself.
Right.
And I have to teach myself how to love me.
Absolutely. And, you know, Reverend Johnson, we were having this whole conversation this week on the show about self-love and what that means. And as a dad of a young girl, 8 years old, and as a man who you're seeing so many young women, and I'm sure you have an opportunity to talk to those young women, what do you say to those young girls and young women from a man's perspective?
Well, as far as my daughter is concerned, we're fortunate because my wife has an organization that does the same thing, HIV prevention and mentoring and stuff like that. So my daughter already, when she was age 4, she was spending summers working with us at the offices and stuff. And, you know, at age 4, she would tell you, if you think you have HIV, you need to get an HIV test.
Wow.
So one thing I say is teach the young ladies early. Don't wait till they get active to start talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't wait till they come to you to start talking about it. Talk about stuff on the level of the age they are at.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to get into the whole definition of how the sexual organs work and, you know, human immunodeficiency virus.
Mm-hmm.
You could talk about things on a level that they understand, at least what you're talking about and where you're coming from.
Right.
Because if they know ahead of time, then when they get out there and, you know, I always say my girls, and people think that I have daughters all over the place,
mm-hmm.
but if I'm at our church or the mm-hmm. other churches that I visit and I'm talking to young ladies, those are my girls, and I tell them, I say, if a guy tell you, girl, you look good, girl, you so fine,
mm-hmm.
tell them thank you,
because
mm-hmm. that's all they're going to get is a thank you.
Exactly. You know, when we look at the statistics of the age reported for first-time sexual intercourse being age 13, how do we change that?
Well, I think programs like this is very important, and I just want to encourage those people who are, you don't have to be the pastor, but if you're listening to this broadcast and you say, hey, I want this at my church,
mm-hmm.
we're able to bring this program to the church. If you have a church like hall or something like that where we could present the program. The program is for two Saturdays. It's from 9 to 3, two Saturdays in a row, and lunch is provided. The only thing a church would have to do is provide the space for the program. But what we've done is we've taken it a step further. Our contract with the Office of Public Health said teach them this curriculum. But we looked at the community needs and said, look, okay, what about the girls that's 13, 12, 10, 9? I've had a 9-year-old girl ask me if she's in a movie and her boyfriend's touching himself and then he touches her. Can she get infected? I mean, what are we doing in the movies at 9 by ourselves in the first place?
Right, exactly.
So we have to address these things and know that, well, if you're dropping your kids off at the mall or at the movies, you don't know if they're meeting another guy or not. You don't know if they're going into the mall and exiting the other exit and getting in somebody's car. You don't know what's going on because we're so caught up in this microwavable society mm-hmm. that we want to get immediately,
right.
that we stop focusing on, we have to pay attention to our children. I'm really tired of seeing parents on cell phone, talking on the cell phone where their child is just walking on the side of them, not paying attention mm-hmm. to the child.
Absolutely.
You know, what happened to the days when we didn't have a cell phone?
Exactly.
We have to focus on our children. And for ages that's not 14 to 18, we have a group that meets once a month called Girls Rock.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're listening to this and you say, well, my daughter is 12,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, I really want to get her some more education because I don't know a lot about this, you can call Chantel, you know, and she can get you involved in the Girls Rock program, and you can still learn this information, which meets once a month.
That, I think that is so excellent, Reverend Johnson. And, you know, this is what I wanted to pose next. The church is really teaching and preaching abstinence. But is it really happening? And what do you say about that? We're going to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about what the church is saying about abstinence and what message are we really sending to our teens. We're going to take a break, but we're back right after this.
You know, you
Margarita's Women's Apparel is a full-service formal wear salon with more than 30 years of experience in fashion. Florita's is the difference. Known for her commitment to personalized service that focuses on your individual personality, preference, and style. Florita's has the most unique dresses from the top fashion designers and the best selections in formal wear. Florita's, everything you need to make your special moment spectacular. Florita's, located at 2371 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-487-9499.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Aggressive Health Solutions specializes in specialty medical equipment. Breast cancer is life-changing. And after breast surgery, what do you do? Where do you go? Aggressive Health Solutions is dedicated to providing exceptional customer care in a feminine and comfortable environment. Whether you've had a lumpectomy, full mastectomy, or bilateral surgery, discuss your options with the certified professionals at Aggressive Health Solutions. Aggressive Health Solutions provides the highest quality of healthcare equipment, supplies, and services. For more information, 318-445-4733 or 1405 Metro Drive, Suite J1, Alexandria, Louisiana.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Monique.
How do you get to that point where you say, I'm not going to hide behind the shroud of secrecy anymore?
The moment you get tired of being sick.
Mm.
The moment that you get tired of that piece of cancer baby that's eating through every being that you are. The moment you realize no relationships are working because you're ill. When you realize you can't be the best parent to your child because you're ill. The moment you say, I'm tired of being addicted to being a victim.
Do you remember when that moment was for you, Monique? That specific exact moment you said, you know what, enough is enough. I don't care who's hurt. I don't care who says what. This is it. Do you remember that moment?
I'm still in it.
Wow.
I'm still in that moment. I'm still in therapy. Very proud to say that. I go twice a week.
Amazing.
Hi, I'm Lisa Bevere, and I want to challenge women everywhere that you need to rise up because, see, I've been on point with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, this is National Poetry Slam champion and HBO Deaf Poet Sonya Renee, and I have been on point with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talks is sponsored by Williams Tax and Financial Services, Florida's formal wear, located at 2385 South MacArthur Drive, right across from the Alexandria Mall. Aggressive Health Solutions, specializing in specialty medical equipment. For more information, phone them at 318-445-4733. Get Wired Satellites, Jeremy Clary. You can phone him at 318-767-2220. And, of course, St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, taking care of our community with state-of-the-art technology. This morning, we are having a very, very important conversation. And it's one that every mother, every parent, every community leader, every pastor, every person that cares about their community needs to be involved in. And it's helping at-risk young women ages 14 to 18, young African-American girls who are being infected by HIV/AIDS and other STDs. And here to talk about that this morning is Reverend A.J. Johnson, CEO and founder of the Baton Rouge Society, Chantel Prince, and Katia Ross. And one of the things that I said to Reverend Johnson, and I want to share with you this morning, is this. Are we as leaders and are we as the community, are we expecting too much from the church? And I say that, Reverend Johnson, because now churches have become businesses. There was a time that the community looked to the church for everything. But as we have grown and become more sophisticated, churches don't necessarily play the same role in our communities. Are we expecting too much?
Well, I think when you look at today's society and budget cuts and the government and funding and everything else, and when the community is hit hard, individuals are hit hard. When individuals are hit hard, the churches are hit hard too. So one of the problems is that the church has to continue to look at the way to continue to provide the church. The doors of the church have to stay open. But that does take money to stay open, lights and electricity mm-hmm. and everything else. But the thing is, when too many pastors focus on the church as a business, where do people go for the church?
Hmm. Where do they go?
You know, so the thing is that I got to, just say when you have certain churches, like we've really visited two churches so far, and we invite anyone listening to invite us to their church. But when you look at like Young Temple, and we just showed up on a Sunday, and we mm-hmm. talked to the pastor on a Sunday, and he introduced us to three young ladies that work with the youth, and they say, yeah, let's do this.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no telephone call, no letter, no flyer, nothing but the Word of God and knowing that we are trying to do the same thing. And as people of God, we should work together, and it shouldn't be you from this church or I'm from that church. When you look at True Vine and Pastor Shorter,
mm-hmm.
who we just showed up right before church.
Wow.
And we just talked to him. And, you know, pastors are focused on, I got to get the word out. I got people that's looking to me for this and that. They're not looking for visitors to come and ask them to present a program to the congregation. But not only did he let us talk that Sunday, but he invited us back the next Sunday to talk to the congregation again. And after we got through speaking, he echoed that this is something that we need to fully support. That's the type of response we need from every church. But that doesn't happen at every church.
Why doesn't that happen at every church, Reverend Johnson?
Well, you still have some pastors that you got to keep it real. Some pastors and some congregations, they are not ready to deal with sex. I don't care if you're talking about sex with young people, sex with adults,
mm-hmm.
sex with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
We're not even ready to deal with sex with people who are married. And the Bible say, defraud ye not one another, that if you are married, you should not be depriving your husband or your wife from sex.
Mm-hmm.
But we will preach about so many things and tiptoe around sex because nobody wants you to come in their backyard.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about that. Well, if my daughter's out there doing something, you know what? If she gets locked up, she's grown enough to do it, she's going to be grown enough to deal with it. We can't take that approach. We have to really deal with providing, teaching our kids. Like the song used to say, teach them well and let them lead the way. To teach them well, we got to give them current information to combat what they're getting in the schools. Because if we don't teach them, and I'm not talking about the education in the school, I'm talking about the peer pressure in the school.
Right.
Because there are sexual activities taking place in school.
Absolutely.
And if we don't give them the correct information and we allow them to get it from their friends, then we're going to continue to have this problem. We're going to continue to have 15 to 17-year-old African-Americans who are teens in Louisiana make up 45.2% of the new teen births.
Say that again, Pastor, because that is critical, and a lot of people don't realize that. Give those statistics again. That's important.
Well, I mean, stats, you know, people say statistics don't tell it all. You're right. Statistics don't tell it all. There is a bigger picture, but statistics don't lie. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
When you look at the Louisiana Department of Health and Hospitals report on pregnancy, 15 to 17-year-old African-Americans saw a teen birth rate of 45.2% compared to 17.8% in the white community. Now, whether we want to look at that or not is up to us. In Louisiana, 16% of the people with HIV and AIDS are under the age of 24. And some people listening might say, well, that has nothing to do with us. But when you look at youth ages 13 to 24, they make up 26% of all newly diagnosed HIV cases in Alexandria.
In Alexandria.
So what are we going to do about it? You know, our state is number 5 in the country. What are we going to do about it? We cannot sweep this under the carpet and pretend that it does not exist. Like you said earlier, I have a strong focus on working with the churches in Alexandria. We have over 75 churches that's part of our faith-based initiative here in Baton Rouge. If the church talks about it, if the pastor talks about it, then it's real. We've relied on the church for years to get us through every social problem that we've had, from equal rights to Martin Luther King to anything else. You have not seen a social movement in the community, in the African-American community, that did not involve the church and specifically the pastor.
Absolutely. And what do we need to do to make that happen? How do we just stop talking about it and be about it? We're going to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to try to answer that question. And I want to talk about, Pastor, the conversation of abstinence, what the Bible says versus what we see happening in the church, and what should we be saying about that. All that plus more. It's a heated, important conversation. You got to stay with us. We'll be back right after this.
But he doesn't realize he hurts us so much.
LaTanja's professional tax service is owned and operated by LaTanja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Tanja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tanja's professional tax services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tanja's at 318-346-6788.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Start at the credit union with a heart, the heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happy this holiday season at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Credit cards with rates as low as 7.9% APR and no fees. Become a member today at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The credit union with a heart.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carroll Furniture offers the best quality, best values, and the best service. For more than 70 years, Carroll Furniture has served Alexandria and surrounding areas. Carroll Furniture has an extensive selection of furniture for every room in the house. And you'll find everything you need under one roof. With 25,000 square feet of merchandise, Carroll Furniture is the only furniture outlet in Central Louisiana to have an on-site warehouse for speedy delivery. Carroll Furniture, 1819 Memorial Drive, Alexandria, or 318-442-7766. No worries, layaways available.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Axion Texas Louisiana is a nonprofit organization dedicated to providing the essential tools needed to grow a small business. Axion makes loans to small business owners with limited access to credit. You may be eligible for a variety of business loans between $500,000 and $250,000. Axion lends to all kind of business people, restaurant owners, consulting firms, beauty salon owners, graphic designers, contractors, daycare providers, and more. Axion can help you find business opportunities that will help you strengthen your business development skills. Axion Texas Louisiana Small Business Loans for businesses with big dreams. An equal credit opportunity lender. For more information, phone 888-215-2373, extension 1560, or log on to www.axionlouisiana.org.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow & Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow & Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubrow & Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubrow & Associates, Marksville.
On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome to Yoga for Beginners. Let's get in touch with our breathing. Deep breath in, deep breath out. Knowing we all breathe the same clean air, we are all connected and equal in the world.
When she says equal, she means unequal, because bar and casino workers in Louisiana don't have the same rights to clean air in the workplace as the rest of us.
And exhale. Let's clear the air, Louisiana, and support equal air quality for all workers. See results of local air quality testing at letsbetotallyclear.org.
Tobacco Free Living is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is an On Point Talk playback. Best-selling author, Michael Lockwood.
But many women would say, it's just not a whole lot of men out there. Many women would say that, and that they do kind of want to hang on to what they have because they really do love this guy.
But you know, as my grandmother used to say, you know, and many of us have heard, you know, you can do bad all by yourself. It's not necessary to be with a man that's disrespecting you. And even if he's not disrespecting you, the fact that he won't commit to you in the sense of even marrying you,
mm-hmm.
Is a form of disrespect, because you're giving him everything. You know, you're sleeping with them. You're doing all these different things, and that is the respect that you do. And when you understand that you're the prize as a woman, he's not the prize. And
right.
So even though a lot of people say that there aren't many men out there, but actually there are, and there's women that are marrying good men every day. But
right.
You have to handle yourself a little bit differently.
This is Dr. Marco Clark. I am the CEO and founder of the Richard Wright Public Charter School for Journalism and Media Arts in Washington, D.C., and I've been on point with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Stormy O'Mardian, author of the Power of Praying series, and I've been on Point Radio with Carlette Christmas.
We're back, everybody. This segment of the OPT is sponsored by Carroll Furniture, more than 25,000 square feet and a local warehouse. You can visit Carroll Furniture at 1819 Memorial Drive right here in Alexandria. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. The number to phone is 318-487-1881. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, will they remove your doubts? The number to phone is 318-445-4582. And of course, Tanja's Professional Tax Service. It is tax time. It's in full swing. We want you to visit Tanja's at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. If you're in Avoyelles Parish, for more information, simply phone 318-346-6788. Also, Axion Texas, Louisiana. They make loans to small business owners with limited access to traditional sources of credit. The number to phone there is 888-215-2373, extension 1560. And of course, Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Dr. Gary Jones and Dr. Chance DeWitt, healing sin law, one heartbeat at a time. The number to phone is 318-442-0106. If you're just joining the show, what an important conversation it is. I hope that every single person, Reverend Johnson, within the sound of our voices, will take something from this conversation and get active. We're talking about the rate of HIV among African-American girls ages 14 to 18. The statistics keep growing. They keep going. And if we don't, as a community, as church leaders, as leaders, if we don't do something, we are going to see much of the same. One of the things that I wanted you to really speak to is this. We clearly know what the Bible says about abstinence. So what are we saying in the pulpit to young girls about abstinence?
Well, one thing we want to make clear, and you know, we look forward to bringing some training to Alexandria. One of the reasons why a lot of pastors may not talk about sex or HIV or STD is because this has not been graded as a topic in all of the church trainings and all of the seminaries and all of the associations across our United States, saying that pastors, you have to be trained in this area to be able to talk to, about it and to relate it not just to the scripture but to real life and what's happening in their community. Because you can't preach a sermon by just reading what's in the Bible. You have to take those words and manifest them into what's happening in the community in real life. And they have to reflect that scripture to make it real. So pastors need that additional training, and we do that in Baton Rouge. We meet with pastors and church leaders once a month and train them about HIV in those services. We are not training pastors to say what's in the Bible is not right. We're not training pastors to tell young teens, have sex if you want to have sex. What the Word of God stands true throughout life. It's always the same. So if you live in a Christian life, this is still what you must do.
Right.
When you tell a child that's 3 years old, look both ways before you cross the street, you're not giving them permission to go out there and cross the street. But if something happens and they have to cross that street, they'll remember what you told them. And when we talk about condom use and stuff like that, we're not telling people, go out there and have sex, now you're blessed.
Mm-hmm.
But if somebody slips, we don't want them to fall.
That's good.
So we don't want them to get infected. We don't want them to get pregnant. We don't want their parents to say, well, now you're pregnant, we're going to switch churches. We're going to send you to Shreveport.
Right.
And then you come back after you have the child. We just ain't going to tell nobody. We can't do stuff like that anymore. We have to train the pastors to deal with this information. And we have found that when you give young people the correct information, they make more choices of abstinence. You don't have to say abstinence. When they realize all the steps to using condoms, they say, I just don't want to have sex.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about what can happen if you have oral sex, they say, I don't want to have oral sex. So they choose not to do it because they have the right information. And that's what we have to do.
Absolutely. And so, you know, the fact of the matter is this, Reverend Johnson, in every church USA, every church sin law, there are young girls, young teenage moms that have either had babies or are pregnant with babies. And
right.
That is undeniable, and that is something that we have to face.
And the first thing I would tell, and it's not just the church, the home too. So, you know, if your church is not having a program, then by the blessings of God with Alpha Phi Alpha, we're able to have these programs at the fraternity house. So you don't have to say, I'm going to wait till my church has the program.
Mm-hmm.
Only thing you have to do is call Chantel at 318-266-9807. So the first thing you can do is don't be part of the problem. Don't have your teenager walking around not knowing the right information.
Absolutely.
When the information is provided.
Absolutely. And let me just say, hats off to Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated. It's the
yes.
Epsilon Psi Lambda chapter right here in Alexandria. Thank you, Jeffrey Franklin, for being the change that you want to see in our community, because it's going to take not just the alphas, but it's going to take so many people getting involved. And this is a program that is providing a grant, Reverend Johnson, and I want you to talk about the monies and the funding and how people can get involved. And not only get involved, but how they can help you to continue to carry this message.
Right. So like I was saying, the first way is making sure your child is not in this situation. But the second way is getting involved. You know, the grant is a 5-year grant. We're doing trainings almost every Saturday. So you can schedule, you know, work with us to get that scheduled at your church. That's something you can do to get involved. But the grant is only 80%. So you got 20% funding that, you know, we're trying to empower the community to help mobilize this effort to get involved. one of the things the fraternity house did is saying, look, we want to help you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have to pay rent. There's no money for rent to have an office space in Alexandria. So that's a big blessing for us to be able to provide this service by having the community represented from the fraternity and say, look, I know this is not about young men, but we are about service to all.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying that by saying, even though this is just for females, even though we will open the frat house, and even though we cannot be present, let's get this thing done. And we need more community representatives to say, hey, look, here's my check. I'm going to mail it to 2334 3rd Street, Attention Baton Rouge Aid Society. I won't go on. Because you know what? It's not my daughter, but it's my sister.
That's right.
And when we start looking at, like we say, it takes a village
mm-hmm.
to raise a child. If we start looking at it, I know it's not in my house,
that's right.
but it's my people.
That's right.
And we need to do something about it.
We need to do something about it. And you know what, Pastor, you're so right. It may not be your daughter today, but it's somebody's daughter. It's somebody's child. It's somebody's somebody. You know, everybody's got somebody that is affected. And if we don't do something.
The Bible say, lean not into thy own understanding. We got to stop trying to teach our kids what we don't know. You have four mm-hmm. young ladies, two adult coordinators, and two near-peer coordinators, all of them females, that's going to be working with these young ladies that's been trained. Some of them have years of HIV and STD experience, and they're going to open up in some discussions that they can't have nowhere else. I hope we still have this program going because this is a 5-year grant. When my daughter turns 14, she's going to be in the program.
Absolutely.
Because you can never say I've taught them enough.
Absolutely. And if they could see the picture of these beautiful African-American girls showing so much pride and so much love, I can't imagine who wouldn't want to get involved in this program. And you know, we talk about grant monies all the time. Well, the money is here. And we need to utilize the money.
You know, I heard a pastor say one time that he said, I have good news and I have bad news. The good news is that we have enough money to run this program. The bad news is still in your pocket.
Wow. Wow.
So we need everybody to support the program as much as possible. I have a church, full faith church in Ponchatoula. They have a congregation of about 50 members. They donated $240 to our program.
Wow.
It doesn't matter what size the congregation is.
Mm-hmm. And tell people how they can send donations, how they can reach out to you, and how they can get involved, Pastor, before you got to go.
They can contact Chantel Prince, who is our site supervisor at the frat house. Her number is 318-266-9807. For more information, they can also visit louisianaptc.org. If they want to reach me directly, they can call our Baton Rouge site at 225-923-2437. And you can drop off a donation or mail it to the Fraternity House, 2334 3rd Street in Alexandria. That's 71302. And just make it out to Baton Rouge Aid Society and attention it to Chantel Prince.
Absolutely. Well, Reverend Johnson, I think that you have done an incredible job of articulating this message, and it's one that we will continue to talk about, and however the OPT network can support this effort, so we're happy to do it. Before we've got to let you go, though, I want Katia to just leave us with, and I want you, Chantel, as well, to leave us with each a thought on self-love and what we're really needing to say to our girls that hopefully will resonate with them and resonate with their mothers as well. Go ahead, Katia. Well, start with you.
Okay. Well, being a single parent, I just want to tell you that tell your girls that you love them. Make sure that you're there for them. And to just be able to talk with them, open up to them to the degree where they're accepting to this information. Because if it doesn't come from you, then who? And we want to give our girls the correct and write information.
That's great.
Love yourself, and that way you can love someone else.
That's powerful. And Chantel, for you, what's your message for young girls and moms?
Well, the meaning of Sile is beautiful. So I would like to say that this program is designed to help young girls recognize their own unique beauty, helping them to be able to love themselves and take care of themselves basically just take care of themselves.
Absolutely.
And respect themselves.
Absolutely. That's a wonderful message. I want to thank Reverend A.J. Johnson, CEO and founder of the Baton Rouge Society, Chantel Prince. Chantel, you did an amazing job for her first time. Amazing. First site supervisor for the Louisiana Training Center, and Katia Ross, the Director of Education. Thank you guys so much. We've got to take a quick break, but we're back right after this.
Florida's Women's Apparel is a full-service formal wear salon with more than 30 years of experience in fashion. Florida's is the difference. Known for her commitment to personalized service that focuses on your individual personality, preference, and style. Florida's has the most unique dresses from the top fashion designers and the best selections in formal wear. Florida's, everything you need to make your special moment spectacular. Florida is located at 2371 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-487-9499.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Aggressive Health Solutions specializes in specialty medical equipment. Breast cancer is life-changing. And after breast surgery, what do you do? Where do you go? Aggressive Health Solutions is dedicated to providing exceptional customer care in a feminine and comfortable environment. Whether you've had a lumpectomy, full mastectomy, or bilateral surgery, discuss your options with the certified professionals at Aggressive Health Solutions. Aggressive Health Solutions provides the highest quality of healthcare equipment, supplies, and services. For more information, 318-445-4733 or 1405 Metro Drive, Suite J1, Alexandria, Louisiana.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hi, I'm Brenda Stone Browder, author of On the Up and Up, a survival guide for women living with men on the down low. And I've been on point with Carlette Christmas.
I'm Renee Seiler, author of Good Enough Mother and the website goodenoughmother.com. You know us, imperfection is the new black. And I have been on point with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to On Point Talk, the official OPT network, and this segment is sponsored by Williams Tax and Financial Services. We want to thank Williams Tax and Financial Services, that's Hank and Jean Williams, for their sponsorship and support of On Point Talk. Also, First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team, you can reach out to them at 318-346-2540 or 337-942-9939. And of course, Be Unique Hair Salon. That's my girl, Nora Clayton. When I sit here and tell you that Nora is amazing, I don't care what your hair starts out looking like, she can bring it to life. I don't care what style you're looking for, she can do it, and she does it with such a spirit of excellence. Yesterday, I was in the beauty salon, and I tell you what, I get so much when I go to the beauty salon, not just great hair, but Nora just taps into my spirit. Nora, I hope you're listening. I appreciate you so much. I gave a deep sigh at the shampoo bowl and I said, and she said, what's going on? I said, so much is going through my brain. She said, is your brain growing? Are you growing? She said, well, if you're growing, just keep going. Do you know that?
Nora's a counselor.
She is a counselor.
She doesn't just do great hair. She'll counsel you while you're there.
Absolutely. And you know what? Nora is one of the catalysts for me stepping out into what I'm doing today, stepping out into that dream, because we had many conversations about it. And let me just tell you, I am probably one of the pickiest people when it comes to hair and fashion. And Nora Clayton is my girl for that. And she should be yours, too, if you're looking for a hairstylist. And one who's amazing. The number to phone is 318-442-7204. Nora, thank you for keeping my hair always on point. You know what? Switching gears back to what we were talking about. Such, DC, such an important conversation. CILE, it's the acronym for Sisters Informing, Healing, and Empowering. If you were not touched by Reverend A.J. Johnson, the CEO and founder of the Baton Rouge Society, I don't know what will touch you. And I have got to say just again to your fraternity, DC, the men
A-Fi.
Of A-Fi-A, Alpha Phi Alpha.
Excellent job.
Epsilon Psi Lambda chapter. You know what? Our hats are off to you for saying to our young women and our young girls, we have a place for you at 2334 3rd Street in Alexandria at the fraternity house.
Absolutely. And I'd just like to give a big, big shout out to Jeff Franklin, my frat brother. Jeff, thank you, man, for being the change that you want to see. And, of course, Jeff was instrumental in the liaison for this interview. And we just like to say big ups to Jeff and the frat, man.
Absolutely.
Keep up the good work. And, of course, the convention is going to be here in Alexandria at the Psi Convention Center this weekend. So the brothers will be infringing upon Alexandria. Of course, the men of distinction with great respect and you know, the ambiance over there is going to be absolutely excellent because we are the brothers of prestige.
Uh-oh. Is that a plug for A5A? You know, anybody who's listening, we are an alpha family. So
Don't get it twisted.
We have great reverence for that. But you know what? We've got to give credit where credit is due. The men of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated, you did that. And we
absolutely
honor that this morning. And let me tell you, we have been talking about... We had Christina Rilo on earlier this week talking about self-love. Well, let me say this to mothers and to pastors and to community leaders. If we don't start teaching our girls self-love, not just talking about it in a radio conversation, but having a real conversation. See, the reason why we end up having women who don't love and value themselves is because they start out as girls who don't love and value themselves. See, what we sow early or what we don't sow early is what becomes the harvest of what we will ultimately see. Self-love has got to be taught. I don't know why the churches are not involved, but we are asking you, we're sending this message for more churches to get involved, more communities, community leaders to get involved in being the change, DC.
Mm-hmm. And I think he said, you know, and I think, you know, a lot of churches would like to do more, but I think he said a lot when he said a lot of people are not being trained at the seminaries and at the schools that mm-hmm. people go to become pastors. They're not being trained with these types of issues. So, you know, I guess what pastors have to do, because pastors are the leaders in the church.
Right.
Either they have to get people in their congregation who are have the educational background to deal with these types of subjects, or they have to get the education themselves. And when you look at pastors who have so much on their plate,
mm-hmm.
you know, this is, you know, it's one of those situations where, you know, you say what to do, how to do it, you know, but it's complex. It's very complex. It's easy to just say, hey, Pastor so-and-so started doing this, but, you know, there's a little bit more to it.
And this is the question that I posed to Reverend Johnson, and I guess I will continue to pose. And you and I were talking about it just the other night, DC. Are we asking too much of the church? And that's a question I think that someone is going to have to answer, because there was a time, just as we were saying earlier in the show, that people depended on the church for everything. And now we're not hearing about breast cancer in the church. We're not talking about breast cancer awareness. We're not talking about heart disease. We're not talking about teen pregnancies and sex among our young teens in the church. We're not talking about it. And if we're not talking about it at church, where are we talking about it? Where are our people learning about these subjects? We have got to do something to change the mindset, to change the thinking of the church, because the church is filled with women.
Right, right. And I think it starts with conversations like these, where we can put it on people's minds, where people can start asking the questions, how can I be of service? How can I assist? How can I help? How can my congregation and me and my and myself get more involved to help? Because I really do think all churches are put here and want to help, and all pastors. You know, I've not met a pastor who doesn't want to help people. You know, all of them,
mm-hmm.
all of them want to help. And I mean, you know, it's just whether they get in and how do they do it.
Right. And I guess that's really key. And so that's why we think that these conversations are critical. And we know that knowledge is power. And so the more knowledge that we put out there, the more powerful that we all become. But I think we said it earlier, and we may have said it off air, because we were having a great conversation off air as well. We can't just hear the word. We've got to do the word, because if we hear all of these great shows and we get all of this great information and we amen it at the time, just as we do at church, but we walk away and we don't implement any of this information, then we really have simply, James said, just deceived ourselves. So we've got to start using the information to implement change. Change starts with us.
Absolutely.
Each and every one of us has something in us that we can do.
And I think it's very important that we don't try to overload the church or say unfairly that let's just put all of this on the church. Because, I mean, you know, the church, the ministers in the church, we appreciate that they do a lot. They do a lot, and it's only so much you can do. And churches are starting to be institutions that specialize in different areas. Some churches specialize in one area, where another church may be more of a service church. So there's it, like I said, it gets complex, and it's easy for us as pundits to sit back and say what the church should be doing without having all of the information of what that church embodies. You know, churches are complex institutions as well.
Well, DC,
we just got to keep dealing with it.
I think that is a big push for the church, and
because I believe in the church, I believe that the pastors are doing all that they can do, and sometimes they may miss it, and then people want to condemn them. you know, I'm just not like that because I understand and appreciate that all pastors that I've come into contact with are doing all that they can do. They may not be doing it the way, it's just the way that they, we always say on this show that our way is not the way, it's just a way.
Right.
And it's the same thing with the church. Every church's way is not the way, it's just the way that that leader feels that he's being led.
Absolutely.
And you know, we have to respect that, because I respect anybody who puts that much time. You know, and I always talk about Reverend Melvin Jackson. People can say what they want to say about him, but since I was a little boy,
mm-hmm.
when people was out sinning and doing what they was doing, he was in the church and helping people.
Right.
And that's why I have the utmost respect for that man.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? I think that that is well said. We want to thank you, as always, for honoring us with your presence. You have been listening to On Point Talk, the official OPT network. We love you. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. We will see you right back here on Friday. Have a great and a safe Thursday. You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to